Readout 008, Dreams in the Background of the Mind, August 12, 2021. This is a departure from my norm for what these are. Most of these have been about Christian belief system material and whatnot. This one is potentially going to touch on that slightly, but is mostly more of a scientific bent. It also was occurring about 15 minutes after I got out of bed. Dreams have been considered for a long time a mixture of prophetic, elements of processing, side effects of processing, and mystery. Those are the things I know about. Prophecy, because people sometimes believed in dreams. We have a lot of stories in the Bible about that. Processing, meaning they are part of processing problems we have. So sometimes we think they might solve a problem. We might wake up and realize we've solved a problem in our sleep. Side effect of processing, because we think maybe they are a result of the mind reorganizing itself. And that's kind of most of where I'm going to spend my time. And of course, mystery. We don't really understand why we have them and what they are. But I have come to believe that this and one other thing are kind of demonstrative of the process of our mind reorganizing itself at night. The other element of this is what I call the background of the mind, which is when you're just sitting there doing something or not really trying hard to focus on something. And of course, one example is when you wake up in the morning, what's in your head? For me, it's usually music. There's some sort of song there. And for years, I've been telling people, I've always figured I've gotten enough sleep, and this is unfortunately rare, but I figure I've gotten enough sleep for a full reorganization of my mind if I wake up with a different song in my head than when I went to sleep. I would like some scientific validation or a statement on that particular hypothesis, but I don't know who to ask. So my theory is, now we do have a theory that REM sleep, which is when you dream, is one of the elements of sleep that you do have to have a certain amount of every night, and that if you don't get enough sleep, one symptom is you don't remember dreams because you don't have enough time to go through that process. So the other element of me thinking I've had enough sleep is I wake up and I remember something from a dream. Again, I don't get that very often. I try to get between 6 and 7 hours. They say you're supposed to get more than that, but I usually don't, and I usually don't remember dreams. I did when I was a kid, but of course, when you're a kid, you sleep from like 9 to 7, which is like 10 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, somewhere around there, depending on your family's rules. So I'm curious what other people discover about themselves in this regard. Two questions, not that I have a place for input, but just things for people to think about at this point, since this isn't an interactive blog exactly. One, do you think of, or do you remember dreams when you wake up most of the time or not most of the time? And the other one is, do you have any thing in your head that specifically noticeably changes when you have versus haven't had enough sleep? If I'm not getting enough sleep, I pretty much guarantee when I wake up, whatever song was in my head when I went to sleep is still there. Now, this morning, I have a mixture. I do remember dreams, and I have the same song in my head that I had when I went to sleep. So, maybe I was close on enough sleep? I don't know. But what I wanted to say about this is I've come to believe that dreams are the result or a side effect of a process that what's in our head will change. And that sometimes you can sort of detect that process. If you've ever awakened or been sleepy and realized that there are some really random thoughts going through your mind that don't make any sense, sentences that don't make sense, words that don't make sense in a sentence, ideas that come together that just seem completely detached from each other, that's what you experience in, I believe it's alpha waves. I could be wrong in thinking that actually might be delta waves that do that. But it is a process that happens when your mind is trying to reorganize. It is also a time when you can fall asleep pretty quickly. And my theory includes this idea that if you're experiencing delta waves, you need to sleep. So if I experience delta waves during the day, I will lay down for a while, and it might even just be 15 minutes. It's as if my mind's like, just give me a minute, give me a minute, let me get myself in order. And so I will lay down for 15 minutes, and I'll wake up, and all the delta funny stuff, whatever it is, will be gone. I'll have things that don't feel so disconnected. I don't know if that's common experience to other people or not, but I really wonder that, because it's something that happens to me fairly often, is just experiencing this, these funny disconnected thoughts if I need sleep. So I think dreams are a process, are side effect of a process, that what change, if your background changes, you probably had enough time for the full reorganization to happen. And my last thought on it is, if you haven't experienced memorable dreams, you haven't experienced changes in how your mind seems to be in its background in the mornings, and you experience these delta waves that where things just don't make any sense, that probably is a significant sign of loss of sleep. I'm definitely a fan of trying to figure out how my body tells me something I need. So I'm putting this out here again in sort of a scientific bent and saying, I think this might be a way for us, especially in COVID at home when we're not going to see doctors as often, of figuring out that there's a problem. Of course, if you have something like sleep apnea, you're probably going to be falling asleep at the wrong times and all that, because you do lose REM sleep doing that. But this is another thing that I use myself to detect when I'm running too short and I have to go fix it. Hope that is useful, or at least interesting to somebody out there.